continuation of the discussions on this important topic on organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements. We express appreciation to the friends of the chair for the intersessional work undertaken, as well as for the recent webinar held in collaboration with UNIDIR on this important issue. We also appreciate the various working papers presented, which provides much food for thought on progressing on this important issue. South Africa wishes to express special appreciation to the BWC-ISU for their efficient and professional execution of their duties and their invaluable contribution in supporting states parties to implement the provisions of the convention within their limited financial and human resources. Mr. Chairperson, this topic on organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements is one of the foundations of the convention and key to the sustainability and realization of its aims. To this end, it is imperative to ensure that all states parties remain committed to the institutional strengthening of the convention. Part of this is to ensure that the organizational requirements and institutional arrangements of the convention are clear, transparent, and applied in a consistent and universal manner. There must be a balanced approach to geographical and gender representation in all organizational structures. Additionally, the ISU must be adequately capacitated, resourced, and empowered to conduct capacity building and outreach initiatives and to provide administrative support as required. Due consideration must also be given to increase the staff establishment in line with the new and additional responsibilities that will be generated once the International Cooperation and Assistance and Science and Technology Review mechanisms are created. In this regard, we take note of the non-paper by the Friends of the Chair on measures on organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements, dated 5 December, that provides factual information on the cost estimates of the various measures to aid our discussions. As proposals are made by states parties and decisions endorsed, mandates within the convention are increasingly included through better and more efficient decision-making methods, such as empowering the meeting of states parties to make decisions as agreed by consensus. In line with growing expectations, so too should the financial measures increase, and due consideration must be given to the financial implications of these decisions. Financing must be predictable, sustainable, and provided in a timely manner for the full realization and enforcement of the convention and done in accordance with the UN system of assessed contributions by member states. We therefore encourage all states parties to pay their contributions in a timely manner. In addition, my delegation recognizes the contribution of the Working Capital Fund established in 2018 by the meeting of states parties, which provides the continuity for the provision of approved programs and activities and expresses appreciation to those states that have contributed to this fund. Mr. Chairperson, my delegation assures you of our commitment to the realization of the full implementation of the convention and stands ready to participate in a constructive manner in deliberations moving forward on this important topic. I thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Now I have